Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley. It is great to have you inside Every Day is Saturday Nation. Great feedback so far this week. It's Momentum Week. We're celebrating and creating everybody that can, and that includes you, create massive momentum right now. It doesn't matter where you're starting from. The fact that you just get in the starting blocks, like somebody taking off, running a race. What do? You get in a position, you kneel down, you crouch, and I've never run in a race professionally. But you get in the blocks and boom, the gun sounds and you go. What would happen if the gun sounded and you didn't go? Well, you wouldn't be much of a racer then. What, does it matter who finishes, who wins? Kind of. I mean, you get an award, a gold medal, things like that. The fact that you actually started is a hell of a lot more important, though, than where you finish. The fact that you start and you finish is way more important than any of that. Got to dive into the mailbag today. Questions firing into the Everyday Saturday mailbox. You have a question for me? You want me to ask it on the show? Go ahead, send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley, and fire away, and we'll get your question, if it's a good question, and most of them are. You can't whine on me. You can lean on me, but you can't whine on me. Well, I want to know your question. If you're having a tough obstacle right now, what is it? What's going on? What's stopping you? Like, you're 3 feet from gold. What do you think is stopping you? Or maybe you were where I was, you know, in 2005. You're broke. You're bankrupt. Everybody's left you. You got no dreams, but you got a lot of passion, and you want to know where to go. So, hey, Chris, what's up? Here's your email. Absolutely love the podcast about motion and Newton's law. That was the one I recorded on Monday of this week. And then the following about Rocky. Getting some feedback on Twitter as well. Rocky 4, I don't have Twitter up. Somebody said Rocky 4 was their favorite. I love you. I have to disagree vehemently on that. I thought Rocky IV was when we started the slide downhill. Ivan Drago, I just couldn't rally behind that narrative of Rocky knocking him out. Spoiler! Oh, no! Spoiler! Rocky III was my favorite. The original Rocky, had I actually seen it in a theater in 75 or 76, whenever it was, I would have probably appreciated that a lot more. But the first Rocky I saw was Rocky III. Anyway, I'm following your advice. This is back to Chris. And just staying in motion, I gave the boss the F-U. Beautiful. I gave the boss the F-U, not literally, but so to speak. And I'm doing what I love to do. I'm trading options and currencies based on technical analysis. I'm blogging about sports, and I'm creating a motivational, inspirational website. That's awesome. I love it. Gave boss the F-U. You know what F-U money is? F-U money is when you can afford to finally tell the boss to go do that, and then you're out doing what you love to do. I'm near 1,000 followers on my sports blog, which is awesome because I literally just started it. And I'm talking about sports, which I do every day anyway. See, that's the key. That's Every Day is Saturday right there. If I didn't read anything else about this email, I would say Chris gets it. Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. He's doing what he would do anyway. He talks about sports every day, and now he's finding a way to get people to follow him. So what's the next step? Here's his question. Boom. My question, how do I monetize this? I've watched a webinar. What's the next step? So here's what I would say. Chris is referring to this. I believe, Chris, you are a part of the Everyday Saturday Academy. So if you go to EDIS webinar, you'll learn how to create massive momentum and then take those steps. The next step is displayed in that webinar as well. Go to ediswebinar.com. Chris, let's talk about monetization. This is for everybody as well. So you've got some followers on the internet, which is great. Congratulations, because you actually did something. Most people don't do anything. You did something. You're talking about something you'd talk about anyway. Now it's about monetizing it. So what I would do is I would go to surveymonkey.com. I would sign up for free. It's free. I think your first 100 responses are free. You can do 1,000 surveys. They'll never charge you. And you get the survey data, and you get up to like 100 responses for each survey, which you don't even need that much anyway. Go to surveymonkey.com, sign up for a survey, ask people who follow you. You have their email address, I'm guessing, if they're following you, and send an email out or get them to respond on a blog. If I was doing this podcast, for example, I would send them to the survey link that way. And, you know, if it's not, if you're doing something that's not written, it's audio, for example, and you want people to go somewhere, you got to buy a domain name and then just redirect it. So if the link, for example, is surveymonkey.com/XYZQ157?=/4, that's nobody. If you read that actual domain name, I would lose all respect for you on a podcast, okay? Go to Namecheap, spend $9 and get, you know, chrissurvey.com and just fill that out, you know? Or even better, get it on your WordPress site, everydaysaturday.com/survey, you know, and use PrettyLink. PrettyLink is a WordPress plugin. PrettyLink, it's free, and you can cloak any domain that you want to, and you can have your domain /, and then whatever. It would be like everydaysaturday.com/, and then I would use PrettyLink to cloak a really nasty looking domain, you know, something hard to remember. So that would be the first thing I would do, and have them fill out a quick 2-question, 3-question. Don't make it 10 questions and make multiple choice, and it would be something, hey, what do you want to see more of? If I made a premium site about this, what would you pay? $1.99 a month, $5.99, $9.99? If I had a premium sports blog site, what would you pay? And also, look at ESPN, for example. They have ESPN Insider. They have the people write articles, and if you want a particular article to read more, you got to be an insider. And that's their membership. That's their monthly residual income that they have. I don't know how they determine what content ESPN insiders get. Maybe it's fantasy. So if you're going to be a fantasy expert coming up, what's the next? We've got here in the United States, we got NFL football, we've got basketball, hockey, baseball. Maybe gear up for fantasy baseball. Start scouting it out and give your insider report for everybody that follows your sports blog who you would do in your mock draft, things like that. Those are just a couple of ideas. That's just a survey, for example, okay? Another thing you can do is you can be an affiliate for, if you go to ClickBank, you go to JVZoo, you go to Commission Junction. Those are three of the top affiliate websites. And you start promoting products to your database. And, it, you know, sure, the natural product would be sports, but who's your demographic? If you're doing an everyday sports blog, and as you're listening to this, this is for Chris. This is a case study for how I would monetize this. But this is for anybody listening. Just take your niche and just follow these simple steps. A survey, ClickBank, JVZoo. Create your own product if you want to around that niche as well. Offering advice, things like that. However, if you go to use somebody else's product at ClickBank or JVZoo, is your demographic, I'm guessing, is 22 to 48-year-old males who have a job, they got a little bit of money, things like that. They're interested, obviously, in sports. Find something that type of demographic would buy, and it maybe not have anything to do with sports. Look at ESPN, CNN, things like that, and look at their sports pages. What are they promoting? Male type of products, maybe, you know, geared more towards men. What about stock options and trading and things like that? What about the actual other thing that you're talking about? There's a ton of affiliate programs when you're talking about trading options, currency, Forex, and things like that. Make money online. Make money on the internet. When I launched the affiliate program for the Everyday Saturday Academy, you can make $250 a pop just promoting that. So there's a lot of different ways to monetize that. The only limit is your imagination. So first things first, though, before you start doing anything, I would actually see if you can get people to take that survey and see what they want to see more of. What would you like to see more of on the blog? Are you interested in what do you do? What do you do when you're not interested in sports? Are you interested in financial? Are you interested in recreational? Are you interested in making money on the internet? I'm just trying to gauge more. Our website is exploding, and I'm trying to gauge more of what the interest is for these individuals. Because what the mistake a lot of marketers do is they'll go say, okay, I'm going to go sell this to my market. Well, did you even ask them if that's what they want? Because you may spend all this time in product creation mode. And I know because I made every one of these mistakes. And then you create the product and nobody buys it. Well, you never asked. You just assume this is what they wanted. That's a big mistake. I'm going to be launching a Facebook Live course next week. And I've actually asked people who follow me online. Hey, would you be interested in learning more about how I'm doing this on Facebook Live? Yes. Well, there's a need for it. And Facebook Live just, it's not even a year old, not even 9 months old. It just was launched in March of this year. It's brand spanking new. And I've been able to monetize Facebook Live by doing these trainings on my Facebook page. By the way, if you're not a fan of the page, if you haven't liked it, go to Facebook.com/EverydayIsSaturday. Facebook.com/EverydayIsSaturday. That's the fan page. Make sure you subscribe to the page and you'll get updates when I go live. And even if you missed the live video training, you can catch the replay all the time. They're right there on the page. The latest one I did was a couple days ago, all about what? Momentum. So, Chris, I hope that helps out. Look, we could really dive down the rabbit hole. And also, I replied to your email with a link to my one-on-one coaching strategy session. It's a free session that you can fill out that form, get on the line with us, and figure out if one-on-one coaching is right for you right now, you know? Because that is what I know will take you from kind of dipping your toe in the water to crushing it. I know that because of the results my private clients have had. So there you go, Chris, everybody else out there. Congratulations, Chris, and to you too. If you've taken momentum this week, we're celebrating that. We want you, I want you to do something, anything. Don't do it out of fear, unless it's out of fear of I better get this out because I might be dead tomorrow. That's a great fear, but don't do it out of fear of it's not going to work or I'll go broke. That's not healthy. That's not a healthy fear to have. A better fear to have is like, I'm afraid I'm going to die with the music still in me. That's a healthy fear to have. Do it because you're inspired, because you're certain. You're certain that the results are going to happen once you take action. Remember, we ain't looking at the fireplace saying, give me some heat. Give me some heat. Put the wood in the fire and you'll get the heat. All right, we'll be back on another podcast probably very soon. I'm guessing maybe even today because the show is blowing up. I love my listeners, and every day is Saturday. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.